Welcome to Red Card, brought to you by Jamit.fm, a show where we discuss all the simple, scandalous, and complicated reasons why relationships end. I'm your host, Dolly, and today we're going to get into some things. So, on episode 2, I had shared about my experience in my last relationship that made my ex-boyfriend and I end things. If you haven't heard that one yet, there's never a better time than now. Go and check it out and come back. We'll be waiting for you, okay? All right. Go on. Okay, now, for those that have done that, let's carry on. Today, I'm going to share an interview that I had with a friend of mine. Her name is Akuna. Akuna is a dear friend, a writer, and she is currently a PhD student. She'll soon be done, so you guys be calling her Dr. Akuna, okay? We've been friends for almost 7 years, and our relationship has been very blissful. During the time of my relationship, she also had her own relationship going on, and we always shared with each other the issues we were having in our respective situations. We were able to be there for each other during those rough times. So, today she's going to share her own story and what made her leave. We did this interview over FaceTime, so the audio will not be as clear as this one, but I hope you guys enjoyed either way. We won't be having a blow the whistle segment because we won't have as much time, but I'm sure you really enjoy this interview. So we will take a little break, and when we come back, we'll be diving straight into the interview. Okay, so Akuna, you know, like, we've all had our share of, like, you know, bad relationships, right?
Yes.
We've all had our share of bad relationships where and situations where you had to leave that relationship. Has that ever happened for you? That has happened for you, right?
How can you even be asking me that happened to me? That has 100% happened to me. A couple of times, other than my actual relationship, I've had to leave men that I was associated with as well. This is certain reason. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So now tell me, like, when you were in your last relationship, like, how long, first of all, were you with that person?
It was for 3.5 years, I think. Yeah, it was like 5 months to 4th year. So, okay, so 3 years and a couple of months, but whatever. That was long. That was quite long. I regret it.
Yeah, you guys were together for quite some time, Sha.
For a hot minute, yes.
For a hot minute, yeah. How was the relationship like when you guys first started?
When I first started, and this is me thinking in hindsight now. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was excited and I was like, okay, you know, I have this thing that people call a relationship. Oh my God, you know, my boyfriend is calling me, all of that. Mm-hmm. But now that I think back at how we were when we started, it was such I don't want to use the word boring, but there was no chemistry really between both of us at the time. Yeah. And so it wasn't exciting because we were together. It was exciting because I had somebody,
right,
but not the person I was with, if that makes sense. It wasn't, there was no connection, really. And I think also because I got into a relationship for the wrong reasons, I was just... It was all about the place, but that's how it started off.
Yeah.
Starting for me.
So, like, at some point though, did you develop like feelings or anything? Because you said that when you first started, there wasn't any chemistry, but you guys are together for some time.
We were together for a while, yeah. Mm. Concerning feelings, I don't want to sound like I didn't care about this person that I was with, because I would die. I cared about the guy I was dating then, because he was my boyfriend. Not because he was him.
Right.
You know, it wasn't, let's say his name was Apple. I didn't care about Apple because I liked Apple, and Apple was genuinely a great person. And I liked the way he smiled, or none of that. I just cared about Apple because this was my boyfriend, and it was my duty as a girlfriend to care about my boyfriend. Mm. So it could have been anyone else. I would have still cared about that person based on his with me. And that's how my And that's how I felt concerning him throughout the duration of my relationship. Right. I think that goes back, obviously, in Nigeria, being brought up in Nigeria. If someone is your husband, you respect that person as your husband, not for the person that they are, but because this is who they are to you, your husband or your boyfriend. So that was how I felt.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. So was there any particular reason why you left the relationship? Like, what exactly made you leave?
The thing that... Oh, wow. Mm. How do I pick one out of a million reasons?
Just breaking them down for us, small.
Small. The first reason I left was because I did not feel respected in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never once been in a situation with a guy where I wasn't respected. I mean, look at me. I'm a bad bitch, you know? Okay. I've always had guys on my case. I've always had guys try to do the most for me. I've always had guys bend over backwards for me, things like that. I've always been respected. But then this was the one situation where I did not feel that at all. And I knew that something was wrong. And I knew I couldn't do this because, I mean, all my other two stars were nice to me.
Mm.
But then this guy that I ended up with wasn't making me happy. He was very disrespectful. And then, so I knew I couldn't be there for long. It wasn't until I went on Twitter, because I stopped tweeting and all these things because he had a problem with me. But one day I was just running through this TL and someone had explained an abusive relationship, a toxic relationship. And, you know, they were like, oh, you have to leave. That was when feminism came into play at points. It was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would read people. And think to myself, oh my God, that's what I am inside. This is a toxic relationship. This is an abusive relationship. And that's when I told myself I had to leave. But this was still a year into my relationship. So I didn't think, so imagine, it took me 2.5 years to leave after I realized that I was going to. Yeah. But that was the main thing. I just didn't think I was respected. I felt like I was being abused in that situation. So I had to bounce.
So what was, like, the last straw for you?
Oh, the last straw, you know this.
I know this now. I know this.
You know this.
But say it in your own words.
The last straw for me was when he choked me and I ended up in your house that day, remember? I had to take a train from Chester to Buckingham because I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy lives one floor above me. He's choking me.
Yeah.
Out of anger. He killed me in my sleep. So I had to, that's when I knew, after this, I
have done. To go. That shit was wild, though.
I was done.
That shit was wild.
I was scared. I was confused. I remember I was on the train. I was texting you. I was sending you pictures of my neck and my bruises. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. Did this even happen? What's going on?
Child.
I was,
It's so funny now because, you know, I was telling you a while ago that I saw some old messages that were sent to each other when we had just first started dating the people that were dating at that point. And you just sound so giddy and so, like, you know, ready to start this new thing. And then fast forward a few years later and then everything is just not what you thought it was.
But you know what? It wasn't even a few years. I remember the conversations we used to have, and I remember I had written a poem about I was with at the time before we even started it. But then we decided to get together on a Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I remember something is telling me was on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, this guy comes to me and he says, well, I don't think I trust you because you have kissed too many boys for me to handle. So I will let you know next week Tuesday if I can accept that or not. So you know on Tuesday if we're going to continue the relationship or not. And it was at that point where I started to feel like, okay, something here is not right.
Yeah.
You know, how do you almost try to manipulate me into thinking that you're only with me because you're pissing me in a sense, you know, because I mean, I've done all these bad things. Wow, I've kissed too many people for your liking.
Yeah.
And you almost have to pardon me. So it was from there that I knew something was wrong. And it just went downhill. It was everything else after that was worse than the previous experience I had with him or the previous encounter that I had with him. So,
how did you feel like when you left the relationship, like, how did you feel?
How did I was okay. I was scared. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was terrified because, and that's why that was one of the reasons why I hadn't left for a while.
Mm.
Because to me, you know, this was the first boyfriend I had. Yeah. This was the first, you know, this was the first time I decided to take someone
seriously,
somewhat serious, somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first person I actually spoke to. This was the first person I had argued with and tried to resolve it. Because I don't care about men in general.
Mm-hmm.
Not in general. I don't care about men. If I was seeing someone and we had a argument, never see you again. And so the fact that it was the first person that after an argument, I can't conclude it. And you know, we'd move forward. I felt like I had invested so much. So it had worked. Which is why I was so scared at the point where I had to leave, because now, you know, if I've invested so much in this guy, how would I then get with someone else? Had I forgive myself for experiencing all of this and then, you know, allow myself to be receptive of love from someone else? And that was the biggest fear for me.
Right.
I also didn't know what to do with myself. I was very confused because if, suppose I was talking to him from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. texting,
mm-hmm.
I don't have anyone I'm texting anymore. What do I now do with my time? If I called him every night at 8 p.m., next thing, I don't have anyone to call. What do I do with my time? So I was very scared. I was very confused. And I was extremely angry. I was angry. Yeah. Yeah, angry. Yeah. Those are the three things I felt at the time. But I was happy.
Yeah.
Slightly happy. Because then I didn't deal with what I was dealing with anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And I knew that next better than what I was currently going through.
Mm.
So I was happy for that.
How did you, like, work through your breakup?
I didn't. I'm not even going to lie.
Mm.
Now, it's on me being a bad bitch, like I mentioned earlier.
Oh, okay. Now.
I'm joking. But
no, yeah, I bad mean, bitch. Yeah, I'm joking.
It wasn't. I think because I, even at the time before I had left my relationship, I had just moved. So I had old long men on my case. They were all trying to get to know me. Oh, who's this girl? Who's this hot spice? Things like that. So I had a couple of people who were still talking to me, trying to get with me, trying to say they love me or whatever it was. So I think that was a good distraction for me. And I did end up getting, like, moving on with one of the guys at the time. So I didn't have a space where I was on my own, which was good and bad at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on the fact that I had moved on really quickly with someone else, I didn't get the opportunity to deal with the past relationship I was in.
Right.
It wasn't until, this was in 2017, it wasn't until last year, 2018, that I had the situation I was there, and then it was just me. So I would go to uni and I'd come back and it's just me. And as I think to start back, I would start to remember how I reacted in the situation, or I'm watching movies and they'll just take me back. And I mean, I had flashbacks. I call it mad, and that would distract me.
Mm-hmm.
So I cried from last year's summer up until the end of 2018, I was such a crybaby. Mm. Anything that went up, I would cry, I'd hate myself, I'd call some of my friends, and you know, for example, you just, just cry.
Oh.
And then I had a breakdown, I had a panic attack twice last year.
Yeah.
But I think I really had to get through, because you know, I realized that obviously there's something that still affected me. Even that pushes back on my mind. And I had to think about it. I had to think about why I got there, how that has changed me, and how I'm going to deal with that moving forward. You know, acceptance was a big thing. I also had therapy.
Did you say you had therapy?
And, you know, everything together. I did.
You had therapy?
I had therapy, girl.
Sorry, baby. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to get it because the thing was breaking a little bit. Can you hear me? Yeah, so okay. You said you had therapy.
Everything. I did. I had therapy, yes. And, I mean, yeah, I think everything just together. Therapy, crying, and all of my mental breakdowns just kind of helped me deal with
the breakup
that I was in.
Yeah.
This situation.
Yeah.
Now out, but I had a way to. Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask your opinion on this. When do you think is best for someone to leave a relationship?
At the point where you feel like you're not getting what you deserve.
Yeah.
That's it. Doesn't even matter how early it is in a relationship.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how late it is in a relationship. But you have to, once you feel, once you deeped it, as in you've thought about it and you have decided, I'm not getting what I deserve, I think it's time to go. It's not, there's no conversation to be had. You don't have to speak to anyone about it. You just have to pack your things and get out. Because it doesn't get better. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Awesome shit. Thanks, baby girl, for being with us. For hanging with us.
Hey.
Okay. Okay.
So what did you guys think? What would you have done if you found yourself in a situation like my friend? And do you agree with her that it was necessary for her to leave? I do, and I can say that she is much happier and in a better place. Leaving that relationship was the best thing she could have done for herself, and I am proud of her. And this is also my way of telling you guys out there that you don't have to be in a shitty relationship. If you are in a relationship that makes you miserable, please leave. Relationships should not be that hard. So if you think about your current relationship and you just think to yourself how sad you always are, and you're thinking that it's going to be so difficult to leave, which, you know, sometimes it is, just think about yourself, choose yourself. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be to be always smiling, you know, so please choose yourself. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Red Card, hosted by me, Dolly, from jamit.fm. My social media is dolly.writes on Instagram, Dolly Akitoye on Twitter. And, you know, we can discuss all the thoughts that you have on everything, on this episode, on all the other previous episodes. You know, just hit me up. That's all for now, and I'll see you in the next one. Till then, bye.